Well, do you ever notice this? I said about A Matter of Life or Death being one of the favourite films, not named one of the best British films ever made. When I was a child, one of my favourite films, if not my favouritest of favourite films, was The Jungle Book. I can see a lot of that, I can become a lot. I love the elephants, love the songs, and above all else, I love Baloo the Bear. And actually, in a previous life before ordination, the song Look for the Bear Necessities was my party piece. But I'm not going to do that this morning. We're really not. Another song, of course, there was in that was the snake. Snake with a lip, saying, trust in me. Khan, the python, tries to hypnotize the young boy Mowgli with his eyes and the wonderful Sherman Brothers song, trust in me, just in me, shut your eyes and trust in me. I won't spoil what happens next. Just in case there's one person here, one person online, who has not seen or doesn't know anything about the Jungle Book. But Kaa is trying to trick Mowgli into trusting him. And it begs the question, in what or in whom do we put our trust? Who or what do we trust that will bring us blessings? And what shouldn't we put our trust in? Because it will bring us woes. Well, I have to say, right now, I'm putting my trust in somebody who will be holding a scalpel tomorrow. And I really hope that everything's going to go right there. And I have to say as well, it brought a smile to my face this morning in our Old Testament reading when we have the word, the heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? Well, hopefully the person opened the scalpel tomorrow. Our reading, though, from Jeremiah this morning asks the question about whom do we trust? In what or in whom do we put our trust? Trust is such an important issue, and unfortunately, abuse of trust lies at the heart of some of the worst recent stories in our newspapers, and one has to admit it, abuse of trust happening and occurring in institutions like the church. These can do irreparable harm to poor victims of abuse. We must not sweep these woes under the carpet and forget about them, but rather strain every sinew to make our places of worship places of blessings for everybody, and not places of woe. Places where we receive God's love and share it in healthy and positive ways with all people. We need to be a people that the world can trust. But that requires a firm foundation. So who and where and what do we put our trust in? But Jeremiah, the prophet preaching about 600 years before Jesus was born, it was simple. Trust in God, he says. Put down your roots. Put down your firm foundations. And trust in God. Time and again, Jeremiah calls for people to repent. But time and again, he is ignored because his prophecies and his teachings were completely countercultural to the society he was living in. In those days, the people of Israel were dependent on survival by fostering deals and compromises and alliances with people and in ways that shouldn't really trust. But these provided them with a false sense of security. There was no true foundation no root in what they were doing. Jeremiah warned them that the deals they thought would give them security were actually only created for short-term benefit, and they would inevitably, and did, bring them woe. They were bartering with their future, and they were also bartering with God too. Sometimes we may find ourselves doing similar things. Sometimes we may find ourselves making self-interested and self-centered deals with God. Make this right for me, God, and I will put my trust in you. Make so-and-so well, and I will follow you. But what happens then when the person does not recover? What happens when we don't always get the life that we think we should get, that we might even feel that we deserve? What Jeremiah is saying is that to have strong roots is not to make deals with God. God is not a negotiator or a wheeler dealer on The Apprentice, a bit in, a bit there. We need to have roots to keep our faith strong, to help us through the difficult times, as well as giving us nourishment in due season. We are blessed by trust when our lives are tapped into the life-giving nourishment of God's love. The love of God that restores those who are poor, hungry, who weep, who are persecuted, who keep their trust in God when times are bad, as well as when times are good. These are the blessings that Jesus talks about in our gospel reading and the Sermon on the Plain. When we trust, our leaves are green. We don't need to fear about drying up and wilting. Being well watered by God's love will sustain us. Those who don't follow that way will find a whole load of woes when they don't use their resources to help those in need. And when good times fade because they have no root or foundation in God's eternal love. These are the real bare necessities of eternal life, you might say. That is when we gather to worship. We open ourselves up to a willingness to listen to the message from God revealed to us through Scripture, through the prophets, like Jeremiah, and of course ultimately through Jesus. It is these words, taken on, prayed over, which will water our roots. And when we do that, we will be like the tree alongside the river that can withstand the droughts. And the droughts will come. To be blessed by God doesn't mean that there won't be any hard times for us. We know that there will. But Jeremiah isn't asking us to be superhuman. He's asking us to be ourselves. But to be ourselves, well rooted in God. When we pretend and build our world with a shaky root system, we're setting ourselves up for failure and disillusionment. But when we trust God and allow our roots to be connected to the life-giving stream of God's love, we are told, Jeremiah tells us, that our lives will then be blessed. Ultimately, as he tells us, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Let us trust in the Lord and live a life of blessing. not turn our back